Camel Cigarettes presents Benny Goodman Swing School, the Tuesday night roundup of everybody who wants to get a lift with the new pulsating music of youth, swing. Tonight, the King of Swing presents the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and Meyer Alexander's Swing Chorus. Also, another new student, the celebrated tenor Marek Windheim, leading comedian of the Metropolitan Opera Company. All brought to you by the makers of Camel Cigarettes.
Good evening, everybody. This is Benny Goodman, speaking for Camel Cigarettes and inviting you to the Swing School.
Well, what's the course in syncopated knowledge tonight, Professor?
Well, I'll tell you, Professor Dr. Goodman. Lots of people have the wrong idea about swing music. Yes, sir. It doesn't have to be either fast or noisy. And just to prove it, we're going to swing a waltz. It's one of the sweetest melodies written in the past 20 years. The beautiful Naughty Waltz. Pianissimo, boys, lightly.
The professor with more proof that swing is a definite style of music, not just noise and speed. Here's a typical example of restrained swing, and it's really mellow. The Goodman treatment of a brand new goodie, Satan Takes a Holiday.
Give the devil his due, boy. Thank you.
picture in your mind's eye a $1 bill. Now, if you can, visualize enough dollar bills in one big pile to make $1 million. It's pretty hard, isn't it? And yet that picture would represent only one of the millions more that Camel pays year after year in order to get the choice top grades of leaf tobacco for Camel cigarettes. That's what's behind the long-recognized fact that Camels are made from finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic, than any other popular brand. Join up with the millions who've been saying for years, "I'd walk a mile for a Camel." And while the rest of the faculty light up their Camels, Professor Goodman and Drs. Cooper and Wilson go into a huddle to present the Swing School's patented brand of chamber music. It's a smooth blend of the piano, clarinet, and drums, swinging the romantic new melody, So Rare. Never taken you out on the Swing School campus. So let's stroll around and listen in on a couple of students in the moonlight.
Gee, it's awful late, Bob. We'll have to go.
Oh, stay a little longer, ma'am.
I'm afraid I'll be locked out.
I'll boost you into the back window.
Bob, look, the star dropping. Make a wish.
I did.
What, Bob?
Well, it won't come through if I tell.
Can it come through without me?
No, honey, not my wish.
Uh-huh. Go on, tell me.
Will you stay here and listen?
Yeah, if we can smoke.
All right. There's a Camel, huh?
Let's have another cigarette before we say goodnight again.
And incidentally, dear, if I'm not too bold, I'd like to hold you tight again.
Let's have another cigarette.
Up or two or three with me.
I never had, I never thought of a moon. I was never moved out with
me. We'll blow a cloud of smoke up to the sky.
The moon will dance, smoke in his eyes.
We'll kiss and dance.
Moonlight again.
To love and love and love again.
We ought to say goodnight and
yes.
Let's have another
kiss. Steady smokers, in speaking about Camel cigarettes, put great stress on the fact that Camels don't get on their nerves. And after all, who's a better judge of cigarette mildness than a steady smoker? Camel's costlier tobaccos are naturally mild and don't jangle the nerves. And here's another point about Camel's mildness, too. Camels are gentle to the throat. Students, the Board of Trustees has discovered that that old honky-tonk swing-time bell, Liza, is rootin' and tootin' again. Doctors Wilson, Hampton, Krupa, and the professor will now show us that swing is a matter of spirit and not age.
Right, boss. Take Liza across the railroad track, boys.
Tonight, students, we have a very, very unusual new student making his first visit to the swing school. He's the celebrated tenor Marek Windheim, known throughout Europe and America for the many famous comedy roles he created with the Metropolitan Opera. And here he is, Marek Windheim.
Correction, please. Professor Goodman,
I'm now playing Maradine Candide, Volga Boatman.
But when did you quit the Metropolitan Opera?
After my seventh farewell tour. Everybody say, Vindy, you will be a terrific sensation in Russia singing the Volga Boatman.
Well, what did you do?
I went straight to Russia and the River Volga. Ah, the Volga. How I love to sing the Volga Boatman.
Yes, I understand, but what happened?
I met a beautiful Russian girl called Olga Ivanovna Vasilievna Mikhailovna. And her last name was...
No, never mind the last name.
She was very, very beautiful. So I let her marry me. Then we bought the biggest boat on the river. Everybody was full with madness when I pulled the rope and sent the Volga boat.
You did pretty good business, eh?
Russian business. I had plenty money. My Olga loved me. My public loved me. Everything was costing Russian. And then... One day came revolution.
Wait a minute, what revolution?
No more dancing the Cossacks. Everybody's doing the Susie Cubic and the Lindy Cup.
Boy, it looks like opera is going with the wind, huh?
On the Volga now, the boatmen swing the boat from bank to bank. They stick together in bunches and have traffic jams at them. Everybody swings. I cannot swing, so my business is on the rock.
But what about your boat?
That's on the rocks, and I'm on the rocks, too. My boat is empty, and Olga doesn't live there anymore. And I've got to St. Petersburg blues.
Gee, Wendy, I wish I could help you.
My friend, I want to go back to Russia and be the Benny Goodman of Pink, the Louis Armstrong of Nizhny Novgorod, the number one swing of all the Russians. You must be healthy, Professor Goodman. Once upon the Volga, I was happy with my Olga. Oh, but now my father said I cannot sing. And now they're singing on the Volga, and I can't support my Olga just because I don't know how to sing. I can dance for that sing, but singing I cannot sing. Business not so hot, because I haven't got the rhythm. Before most I learn to sing, this is how I used to sing. Hey, Ukhnyan, hey, Ukhnyan, you understand, Professor Goodman, I was the richest singer on the river, but now I haven't got a ruby, and I don't want to cross no rubies, but please, won't you take a tuba, and teach me that I shall sing.
Okay, then, we'll show you how.
Take this back with you to old Moscow.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. So
I hope most of the listening to the way I sing.
Yes,
it's a long way down to the water from the high diving platform, over 33 feet, in fact, or just about three stories. That's what a fancy high diver's nerves are up against every dive. It's no wonder that high divers value healthy nerves. The three-time Olympic winner, Dorothy Poynton Hill, says,
"Diving from the high platform with all the complicated flips, twists, and rolls puts me under great nerve tension. So you can see why I place great value on having healthy nerves. As an athlete, I prefer smoking Camel cigarettes for their mildness. And then, in common with so many other women, I prefer Camel's rich, delicate flavor, too.
So many of our famous swimmers and divers are just as enthusiastic about Camels as Dorothy Hill is. And that's a wonderful tribute to the fact that Camels are different, made from costlier tobacco. Trucking on down through the swampland. Stude, the votes received for this week's swing choice reflect a solid sentiment for one tune. The students demand Caravan Again. So with thanks for the compliments to Benny Goodman, the Camel Caravan and Camel Cigarettes, the faculty will cut loose with a command performance of this week's Diller.
Diller, Doctor.
Oh, Diller.
Beat out the Caravan, Gene.